All right, joining us on KMBR 680, Hunter Pence. Well, I'd love to talk a little baseball. And hitting with runners in scoring position, men on base, I always like to watch a hitter. What do you think about when all that comes about?
You know, there's a lot of things. You know, first of all, the game, the score, the inning, the pitcher. There's so many factors that come into each at bat. You know, as a hitter in the middle of the lineup, you really – you know, I really enjoy when there's runners on base. There's not a better time to hit, you know. And, you know, a lot of times it comes down to, you know, for me, just enjoying it, competing, you know, fighting, putting the ball in play, and, you know, just trusting, you know, the preparation you've done before and just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, they always say that pressure's on the pitcher. You know, you got guys on the base and, you know, you make a pitch in the wrong spot, it could be big trouble. Do you feel that way?
I don't really go up to bat focusing on where the pressure's at. I focus on playing the game. That's you know, it's something I love to do. I love the game, and those situations make a huge impact. So it's just one of those things where you got a great opportunity, and you go up there, and I just, you know, I kind of have like I'm gonna fight in my mind. I'm gonna, you know, until two strikes, I'm going to be looking for certain pitches. And, you know, there's a lot of different – there are different philosophies, a lot of great RBI hitters that I've talked to, especially when I was young. You know, some of the best things I've heard was from Blum was, you know, something that we talked about before we just started is enjoying the moment, being like, this is a great moment, and you know, I got an opportunity to do something special here. And it's kind of one of my mottos. I got that from Jeff Blum. And then, you know, like Carlos Lee and Miguel Tejada were huge go-the-other-way guys. And, you know, there's a lot of hits that way. So, like, you know, fighting inside the baseball is another way to approach it. But for me, it's just a mindset of compete, a mindset of fight, and have some fun.
Yeah, boy, great analogy to Tejada, because I've watched him for years go the other way. And I watched Scudero go the other way as well. And you do, too. You hit some rockets to right field.
Yeah, you know, I don't, but the thing, the difference is I don't really ever try to go the other way. It just happens, you know. When my thing is to see the ball and hit it hard. And, you know, I think if you've watched me hit, you know that there's a lot of things happening at once. And that's just, that's how I'm at my best is, you know, to see, like, I focus as hard as I can to see the ball and just hit it as hard as I can and, you know, let the rest play out.
Yeah. Anybody ever try to change your approach? Because it is your approach.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my only approach. I have different approaches. And, yeah, I love hitting. I love talking hitting. I love talking philosophy of hitting. And I've tried all sorts of different things. And I'm actually constantly changing and trying to get better. You know, there's no one that hits 1,000 in this league. And no one that's ever perfected hitting. There's been some great hitters, but it's never going to be an exact science. So I still love to learn. I love to try and improve.
You know, it's funny. We did a lot of shows this spring before you were here about the art of hitting. And I talked to George Brett and people, you know, really good hitters. And George always said to me, look, if I take a bad swing, I just step out of the box and say, that was a bad swing. And now I'm coming back in the box. So I'm going to take a better swing. Do you ever talk to yourself like that?
You know, yeah, there's definitely regrouping moments where you're like, okay, you know, there's a certain pitch that fooled me, and you kind of go through that pitch and what you need to do to hit it, so to speak. But there's definitely a huge mental aspect and a huge mind game going on. And, you know, like I said, to me, I guess the easiest way to describe what I'm going through is, like, I'm going to fight, I'm going to compete, and, you know, being ready to hit before the pitcher releases the ball is a big one for me. Gives you more time.
Boy, I love talking to you about it. I appreciate the time with Hunter Pence to talk about it. Maybe one last thought for you. Can you see the spin of the ball? And some people say, oh, it's a slider. I can see the dot and all that kind of stuff. Where do you pick the ball up?
It's tough to say exactly. I mean, yeah, sometimes you can see spin, but a lot of times, me personally, I mean, you probably need to talk to other hitters, but my focus isn't, my mind isn't thinking, look for the spin. It's more, it all kind of happens at once. Okay. So it's, I don't know, it's just a feeling, and it's just a focus on looking for a ball in certain areas and just trusting what you've practiced and letting your muscle memory take over.
Yeah. It's like a see ball, hit ball kind of thing, you know, and see it in a certain spot, which is okay. I mean, Will Clark talks about that. He says, I look for the ball, and I hit the ball. I make it very, Mattingly said that. He said, I make it very simple.
Yeah, it definitely. There's so many things going on, and the less thinking you can do. I was once told a thinking mind is a heavy bat, and I agree. Your mind kind of has to be clear, and you just need to focus on the task at hand. And sometimes mechanics get overplayed. To me, hitting is a feel, and you know that's what works for me.
Well, a lot of fun talking to you about this. I know the fans appreciate it. Hunter, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.